Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
Sometimes I forget perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom Struggling Well. Cause we're all in this together. We're just Moms Struggling Well.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This is the podcast that helps you love the actual life that you have so that you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
We do believe that deep in our hearts. Every week. So terrible.
You're amazing at improv.
There's a script for a reason. Also, you're doing a great job. We threw the daggers and now we're rubbing your back.
Yeah, everything's good. Let me pet your head.
Those of you who want to hear from us every single week, make sure you join us over on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell, you can join for like teeny tiny amounts of money. You can afford it, I promise.
It's true. And you know, Rebecca gives away a $50 Better Life Bag gift card every single Patreon episode. So really, you'll be making money if you join Patreon.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Works for me. I want to thank these gals for joining us since our last episode.
This is my favorite. I love hearing the names.
Me too.
Should I read the first names and the last names?
Only if they're funny.
Okay.
If it's like a Katie Potito level.
Okay. Amber Carrie Elizabeth Barajas. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Emily Drawhorn. That's good, too. Oh, my gosh. They're all good. Like Grace Barrios. Elizabeth Barrett. Jamie Noonan Schwatter. I'm not kidding on that. And I want to get it right. Jamie Noonan Schwatter.
She really loved that man.
She did.
Casey Vickers, Lori Dowling, Margaret B., Melanie Simpson, Michelle Miller, Raylene Hernandez, Sarah Blankenship, and Sarah Sun. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
I just can't believe how many there are every time.
Sarah's son?
S-O-N.
Oh, I thought Sarah's son also joined. So.
Hey to Sarah's son.
It may be. S-O-N is the appropriate offspring terminology.
That's true. Spelled correctly. She's using a lot of 10-point words.
She's getting back on track. Okay, guys, today the topic, we're talking about cleaning today. Because I figure we're all cleaning. My 8-year-old said, why are you telling them how to clean? Everybody knows you get a paper towel and you get a spray bottle. I was like, we're not going to go. Like, it's not like that, bro.
I love it. I love how any child thinks they're the expert on cleaning. What in the world?
Yeah.
We had a recent, so my kids are into peanut butter with their apples, which is cool, except they get like half the jar of peanut butter and put it in a bowl. And then they inevitably don't even make a dent in that. But then they take the sponge and just like rake out that, which I'm appreciative that they're trying to clean the bowl before they put it in the dishwasher. However, then I've got a really, it does some really nasty things to sponges, mm-hmm. peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's hard to get it off.
Very slimy.
Can I tell you, gross. I'm so glad you brought up sponges. Have you ever heard of a sponge daddy? Okay.
Yeah. Yes, actually. That's not where my mind went first, but now that I'm back on track, I know what you're talking about.
Do you think I meant sugar daddy? Like,
that's exactly where my mind went first, but like a little bit off. Like not
suck up the money.
Have you guys ever considered marrying someone for money? Speaking of sponges.
I mean, I told you that I don't want no scrub has been in my head forever. And so apparently I only am interested in men with money. That's the point of that whole song. What's a sponge daddy? I don't like that name.
Let's get back on track. Okay.
That marketing department should have just spent another 5 minutes thinking of new names.
Are you pulling up a picture?
I have to edit myself. Yeah, it's a scrub daddy. not a sponge daddy, but it is a sponge. So scrub daddy is, it looks like a little happy face. It's a circle.
Sponge, a yellow sponge.
Yellow sponge. You can dishwash it. If it's dry, you get some good scrubbing action. If it's wet, you can like wipe, you know, do dishes with it or wipe your counter off.
Both.
It's both.
We have the dark blue, scrubby side, light blue. You know, we have.
Yeah.
I think people understand a sponge. This has been Sponge 101 with Emily.
That's exactly what my son was afraid of.
So yeah, get a paper towel.
So the thing that's cool about the scrub daddy is it looks like a smiley face. It's got two eyes and a circle mouth. The head of it looks like hair. It's got like spikes on the head. So you can scrub with that.
It's Emily's got, looking it up.
I know, I want to, but
I'm doing such a good job that you don't need to. It's got two holes for the eyes where you can stick stuff in it, like whatever you need to stick through there to scrub it off. Like, I don't know, the back of a wooden spoon.
Okay.
Okay? And it's got a slit for a mouth so you can put spoons in there. It's great. And you can dishwash it. And now...
How big is this thing? It seems...
No, it's small.
Like the size of a head?
Okay. No, like the size of your hand, depending on the size of your hand.
3 ounces of meat?
It's like a man's palm. Mm-hmm. Okay? They have a scrub mommy, too. She's pink.
She does more... Does she do more work?
She probably does.
Yeah. She's tired. Her face is in a frown.
And I got a robe.
Do your kids, A, help clean, B, do a good job cleaning? Two-part question.
Oh, okay. I thought I had to pick A or B.
No, not multiple choice.
Okay.
Two-part essay, long answer question.
This is what's so interesting to me is that I have given my son the chore of doing the floors. Just like pick up the things you see every once in a while, run the vacuum and, you know, take a paper towel and a spray bottle and pick up the obvious dirt every once in a while. Just do that. He doesn't, but he's always going out to play and he's like out of my hair. And so I'm like, cool. And so my daughter never goes out to play and she is in charge of the dishes. I make her do those every time, but she's also at home, like, laying around doing nothing. But I find that he gets out of chores because he's out of the house, which is not fair, but he's also younger. So, and every time my daughter's like, why does he not have to do chores? I say, well, he's 4 years younger than you. So when he's like 16, I'll be like, that's why, because he's 4 years younger than you. I don't know. I just am acknowledging that it's not fair, but he manages to get out of it somehow.
But play is also really important. And if he's still into it, let him be into it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to bring him back in and be like, oh, can you be under my feet?
Right.
And need me to help you? Because he always doesn't remember how to sweep. Sweeping's complicated, I guess. Anyway. Yeah. No, but does she do a good job? No, she's done a terrible job. She's an absolutely terrible job. So then I say, oh, I have an opportunity for you to circle on back and clean these.
Yeah. My kids do help. They each have a zone in the house that they're in charge of, and they're the zones that I care most about being picked up. So the living room, the dining room, and our entryway, which are kind of all connected anyways. And we pick up zones twice a day. So Gavin's nap, they have to be picked up, and then at bedtime, they have to be picked up. And it's not really cleaning. It's more just like picking up junk, but it helps me that I don't have to do it. And that the house is cleaned up twice a day from all their toys and stuff. So that's helpful. And then once a week, I've been trying this family cleaning day where on my notes app, I write down all the things that are bugging me about our house that need cleaned, like windows need washed or toilets need scrubbed. Honestly, the toilets that my boys use need scrubbed like 7 times a day. I don't understand how the pee gets everywhere. It's not hard in my experience.
It's because they're so excited to just get to something else that they're peeing on their way out the door.
I don't even think they aim or like hold it. No. They just like stand there and just wherever it goes, it goes. Mm-hmm. But so I'm thinking about upping that wipe down to every day. But in the notes app, I can share it with my husband and Jonah because he knows how to use like the notes app. And they have to pick 3 things from the list. So they kind of have a choice in the matter. And then they check it off or they write their name next to which one they're going to do. And then every Sunday, the things that bug me the most are getting cleaned.
That is so smart.
I love that.
But I always have to be the slave driver behind it. It's never, like, the zone pickups and the Sundays are never like, oh, it's Gavin's nap. Let's all clean up our zones.
Of course.
Certainly.
But there's a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just mom's freaking out, everybody run around and clean. There's a plan. We know it's coming at some time.
And that does help me, too, to know, okay, it's 10 a.m. and the house is a disaster. That's okay. At 2 o'clock, everyone's going to clean up their zone and it's going to be calm for the next, you know, 3 hours.
So you have actual, like, times of day. So it's 2 o'clock and before bedtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple questions. Number one, could you have the boys clean up the bathroom since they're the ones peeing all over it? And that might help them. Or do you already do that?
No, I'm about to start that. I think you're right. I think if they have to clean it up, even with a Clorox wipe, like just wipe around, like get all the pee, I think they will realize how much pee is going everywhere except the bowl. And maybe they'll do a better job.
Where I work, if the patients like to throw up, they clean it up. We have a little thing. You put some stuff on it, and then you scoop it into a whatever. And so it really cuts down on the vomiting when they clean it up themselves.
That's good.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they're not sick. If people don't know where I work in a eating disorder place. We're not like at a hospital going, I'm sorry, you're nauseous.
Right. Yes.
No. Hey, Strugs. This is not an ad, so don't you dare fast forward me. We are sharing the love this month. How are we going to do that? Oh, we're going to have a Galentine's event on February 13th at 8 p.m. Central. We're popping on a Zoom call to chitter chatter. We're going to give away Patreon memberships. We're going to give away gift cards. We're going to play a couple of games. We can all bring a special drink and we can bring a friend. Here's what you need to do. You go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell and join for $1. $1. That way, you can get the special Zoom link. You send that Zoom link to your bestie. Because if you got Zoom anxiety like I do, you don't want to show up on a call by yourself. Even though it's the Strugs and you know we love you and you love us and it's all about love because it's February, still better to have a buddy there with you. Well, your buddy can get a free Patreon membership because we're going to be giving some of those away. So come on, share the love, spend Valentine's Day with us, patreon.com/momstrugglingwell. Join for $1, get the link. See you soon, Galentine.
Okay, I have a confession. I don't spend a ton of time putting myself together every day. I've got a newborn now, and I can barely figure out when I'm supposed to eat or use the bathroom between all of her feedings and naps. But you guys know that I do love a chunky mascara, some creamy blush, and a little lipstick to make me feel more like myself. I notice a difference in my productivity when I take the time to just put a little bit on, but I'm always wondering if I found the best products. Like, maybe there's a better mascara out there just waiting for me to discover it, you know? What it boils down to is that most of us want a simple and personalized way to explore our options, especially if, like me, you're less beauty-obsessed and more, as Birchbox puts it, beauty casual. The best way to really get to know new products is with expert guidance from Birchbox. Now, I got my first Birchbox this month, and let me tell you, it is really, really fun to get in the mail. Birchbox is a service that exists to simplify all of the beauty and grooming product options out there specifically for you. I love that their experts feel like friends. Instead of overwhelming me with every product out there, they only tell me about products that are going to be worth checking out for me. Every month, Birchbox experts select 5 deluxe size samples tailored to your unique beauty profile. They put together a cheat sheet that tells you what to use each product for and how, and they wrap it all up in this beautifully designed acrylic box. It's really, really pretty. You can test drive the products at your own pace on your own terms. So this month, among the 5 items I received, I am most excited to try the body scrub next time I can manage to take a shower. They also sent me this regenerating sleeping mask with a pomegranate scent. Smells amazing. And probably my favorite item that came in the box is a lip and cheek compact that gives my skin a natural dewy pink tint. You guys know I love that. So when you find something you like, you can buy the full size on Birchbox.com and earn loyalty points doing it. And if something's not for you, you haven't had to spend tons of time, money, or effort to find that out. So join the Birchbox community today by heading over to Birchbox.com/MSW and use promo code MSW to get 50% off your first box. That's 50%. When you subscribe for at least 3 months, which trust me, you're going to want to. That promo code again is MSW at Birchbox.com/MSW for 50% off your first Birchbox. Birchbox.com/MSW, promo code MSW.
You know how salespeople are always be closing, ABC? Always yes. Be closing. I am always be cleaning. And it's a very double-edged sword for me because if I'm in my room and I'm going to the kitchen, I look around my room and go, what needs to go to the kitchen? And yeah. Then I just take it. You know what I mean? So you're always at least getting things in the right room.
Right. Yes.
So that is nice because things are tidier, but then my brain is never not cleaning.
Yes.
So it's right. Kind of exhausting.
And you're awesome. Probably the only one in your family who even thinks like that.
Yes.
Yes.
But like you're talking about having times of day, I like that, but I just need to calm down because I always want everything clean all the time. So like if I leave a room, I try to reset it so that next time it's clean. I also have a lot less kids and I think I also have more mental health issues, but I don't know. I just don't think I could wait until 2 times a day. Maybe everybody's threshold's different.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Or maybe I just need to calm down.
I also am still always cleaning, but it's the toys and the things that I feel like I shouldn't have to clean up that yeah. I know, okay, it's going to get clean. And that just helps me relax a bit to know that it's not yeah. going to be like this forever. And I'm not going to have to clean it up, like those two things. There sure. will be an end to this mess at 2 o'clock, and I'm not going to have to be the one that picks it up. So,
and you don't have to say it 19 times because I'm always like, okay, if you're done with this, go put it away. I don't put their toys away, but I'm right. constantly on them to put their toys away.
Yeah.
And so I like your idea. I just don't know if I could handle
yeah.
the hours in between.
Some of the exhaustion for me is, I don't know about you guys, I find myself messing up words all the time because I am constantly giving directions like brush your toilet, clean your face. You know, stupid, you say things like that, but because it's you're fatigued because all day uh-huh. you're like, go do this, go do that. You right. said the dishwasher when you meant the refrigerator.
Oh,
and I'm like,
oh my God. Ah! I say, did you know what I meant?
Exactly. I know. Does it matter? Grow up. No, just kidding. So I have a friend who suggested, because we were talking about cleanup, and as your kids get older, you realize, okay, they can do more. So I need better ideas. And her idea was she has like a basket that she'll do a sweep and put it in the basket. Okay, well, if after a while that basket doesn't get cleaned, it goes into this other area, and that's closer to the Goodwill pile, and then it goes into the Goodwill pile. And she's like, I'm so sorry. You knew that every morning you're supposed to look through this basket and find your belongings, and you haven't for so many days, and so now they're gone. I was like, I like where you're going with this. That doesn't yeah. work for me because I'm moving away from baskets. I'm beginning to hate baskets for some reason because I want yeah. things off the floor, and it was better for like little kids' toys. So anyway, what I've started to do is I will do a sweep of things that are on the floor and in the way so that I don't have to say, come clean up this thing. And I'll put it on. We have a couch that's the kids' couch. So I'll put it on their couch. Anytime they want to pick up an electronic, which is normally in the morning when Brandon and I are still sleeping, they wake up early. If you don't clean off the blue couch before you start your videos, because that's typically where they're sitting when they're doing that stuff, then you don't have videos for the rest of the day. So that blue couch always gets cleaned up because it's tied to the reward system for them.
So smart.
And then I don't have to say all the words all the time.
They just know if it's on the blue couch, it's got to be put away before yeah. it can get on electronics. That's really good.
Yeah.
I like that.
And so you can change that, different version of that for what works in your house.
Yeah. I've started when I'm mad because they're not doing stuff or they've been laying around too much or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just take the remote and hide it. And if they can't find the remote, they're like, huh, we must be in trouble. we're gonna go find our own fun. And they don't even ask for hours because they're like, oh, we've done something wrong.
Oh, that's funny. I know I've talked about this on here before, but I really love my 5-minute cleanups or like my 20-minute cleanup. The kitchen is usually my zone to do. Or if our bedroom is a disaster,
I just set a timer. I decide, is this going to be like a 5-minute thing or a 15-minute thing? Whatever it's going to be, I set a timer and I do what I can in that amount of time, and then I'm done. And I always feel better after. Like, even if I didn't finish, you know, I will never finish. There's always a drawer to go through.
No.
There's always something, you know, but I always feel so much better when that timer goes off and I look around. I'm like, okay, can move on.
Yeah.
I put on like an Audible book or a podcast. And then if my kids come in, I say, I'm cleaning. Would you like to help? And then I don't see them for hours.
Yeah.
And then I'm so into what I'm doing that I'm like, oh, what else could I clean out? Oh, let me, you know, I find that I end up cleaning more and it ends up feeling like a real good self-care time.
Yeah.
And they don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah. I love that. A lot of your tactics are scatter. Hey, children.
Leave the house.
Get to getting.
I took from you, Kate. You would always say, scoot your boot. So now I yell that to the kids and the dog a lot.
I know one of the Strugs was real interested in our laundry routines. Do you guys want to talk about laundry specifically?
Yes. Sure. I love laundry.
Tell us how you do it. Are you an every day, one load a day, put it away, fold it?
I am everything in one day.
Oh, so just one day of the week is laundry day?
Yes.
Okay.
And so you got to start in the morning. The kids bring down their laundry baskets. I don't make them sort right now because I just want everybody bring it down. And it's typically Saturday mornings.
Okay.
And then it's going all day, colors, darks, whites.
Ooh, you separate colors.
Whites from grays?
Yes.
My goodness, you're Mary Poppins.
Well, because it's once a week, there's enough for like four loads.
Got it.
And my daughter, everything is pink. So we have a red and pink load. And all of our dish towels have ended up pink. So we've got a solid red, all the blacks from Brandon's workout clothes and occasionally my workout clothes. All of our towels are white. So only whites, and then a lot of light grays that don't matter. Something that's really helped me with laundry is The Lazy Genius has a laundry episode that is so good.
Are you texting her right now?
What are you?
I'm sorry, I really want to tell you what it is because it was really good. Okay, it's episode 113. Oh, you know what? She's updated it. So episode 21, Lazy Genius Does Laundry, and then episode 113 is a laundry updated.
Okay.
And I don't remember what I picked up from her, of that process I picked up from her, but I remember listening to it one day when I was sorting laundry and being like, I love it. So that's my suggestion for laundry.
I do laundry whatever day my scrubs, I don't have any more clean scrubs since my day's shifting all the time. And then part of the kids cleaning their room is bringing up their laundry. So their room is not clean unless their laundry is in the laundry room. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm doing the laundry, I set a timer or I'll forget. And I don't know about y'all. I know you're supposed to clean your washing machine. I've heard tale of that. Mm-hmm. But I don't do that. And if I don't pull things right out, it smells.
Right.
So I set a timer. And then again, I take the remote. And they can have it back when their laundry is put away. Because they always want to, I don't know about your kids, they want to fold it in front of the TV, which equals nothing getting done.
Yeah.
And laundry gets shoved under the couch because they're just like, well, this is easier. No one will tell. Ridiculous. I sort it for them, but I let them fold it. They don't fold it. Nothing gets folded. It's fine.
And they put it away.
They put it away. I sort it for them or else my stuff ends up in their room. I've seen like my favorite socks go missing and they don't care that I don't have my socks.
Right.
No.
We don't have laundry baskets in everyone's room. We have two places in our house that have laundry baskets. And I have two stacked baskets in each of those zones. So like we have the plastic laundry bins where they can stack. So Clara does our laundry once a day. I have to tell her every single day to do it. Our laundry is in the basement and I hate going to our basement. It's dingy. It's disgusting. I just hate being down there.
Is it haunted?
It might be. I don't know. It's just bad. It's not a nice place to, it's not aesthetically pleasing. So I gave away that job so I don't have to go down there ever. So she will take whatever basket is the most full. She can decide. I like to give them a lot of choice because I feel like that helps. You pick which basket you want to take down, but you got to take one of them down.
And so she'll take the one that's on top, which leaves an empty one right below it. Because the problem before was when she would take that basket to go do the laundry, dirty laundry would start piling up on the floor in that area. And that bugged me.
Yeah.
So she picks up the top basket and it's like bottomless chips at, you know, a restaurant. So there's another basket underneath for anything that comes while that basket's gone. And so then she will start a load and bring up the one that she probably started yesterday, like the clean stuff that was in the dryer. Does that make sense so far? So
yeah.
Like,
yeah. So you don't separate.
I don't separate at all. Colors, people, anything. And that laundry sits there for 24 hours after being washed before it goes into the dryer, because she only goes down once a day. And then when the dry stuff is up, I usually sort it into piles for people. So like all of Corbin's stuff goes in a pile, all of Jonah's, and then they have to grab their pile and go put it away. And they don't fold either. They just stuff it in their drawer. That's fine with me, as long as it's not on the floor or in my way.
Yeah.
I love how different we have.
I know.
I just think it's really cool. I love how much you use the word zone, Rebecca.
Do I use that a lot?
Uh-huh.
I've never thought of my house as zones, but I like it. Yeah. Feels very efficient. Feels like we're getting things done. Zone.
I feel like you're directing. You have like those
I just have
glowy
those orange,
things.
Yes.
Air traffic controller, yes.
I sit in this really comfy chair all day and I just like point at people. I'm not lying.
Go to your zone. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I need help with something. Medicine storage? I feel like I take care of it. I manage it. I'm a nurse, for heaven's sakes. I should be able to get my medicine under control. But I feel like the medicine mates in the cabinet, and then it's just everywhere. So how do you get that under control? I also have the same problem with Tupperware.
Mm-hmm.
Dana from A Slob Comes Clean, she had a great idea, and I tried it, where you put the tops with the bottoms. Clip the Tupperware shut.
Yeah.
So you always can find both. But things, because, I mean, my dishwasher is not a detail-oriented person, things were getting put away wet, and then things were growing in the Tupperwares because they were shut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So it was a science experiment. So anyway, I need help with both of those things if you have any tips. What zone is all that in, Rebecca?
My first question is, do you have too much of both? Like, do you have too many pieces of Tupperware? Medicine's maybe a little different, but, like, do you have too much Tupperware?
I probably do. I think I try to clean it out pretty regularly, but that is the thing that's going to – it makes my marriage teeter on the brink because my husband's always mad about it. I think maybe it could go in a different location now that I think of it because it's – you know, some cabinet areas are long and, like, you're, like, crawling into a cave to get –
yes.
You, like, have to get your whole body into this lower cabinet to get the Tupperware.
Yes. They turn and there's stalagmites and
– Really? Yeah. Maybe I need to get less, or maybe I need to block that off to where it's a normal size cabinet.
Right.
It's just dead space that makes it to where you've got to army crawl back to that one lid you need.
Right. Right.
What we've had to do was just cancel all the Tupperware, get rid of all of them, and then get a whole new set. And this is one of those things that really isn't that expensive,
mm-hmm.
and it saves you mentally. So just we wiped everything out, got a new set that was stackable. And then we have one big Tupperware that holds all the lids.
I'm weird, though, and I don't like my stuff being in. You know, it's super weird. I don't like my stuff being stored in plastic.
Oh, so we have glass ones.
So it's a little more expensive. But yeah, I need to get rid of the oddballs. Yes. I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you get one of those plate stands. They're not really plate stands, but I don't even know how to describe them. They're like these little tiny slots where you could put lids.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't think they're meant for that. I think they're meant for more plates. But I wonder if they would work for lids. That way, your lids are not all just in this huge pile. They're kind of like separated.
Yeah, that's good. My concern is I don't think they would
stay that way.
Back in there.
Yeah.
If I was given extra time this year, I would aimlessly walk around a bookstore. I would drink an Americano. Maybe I would take a vacation to Sedona and stay in a spa. That's how I would spend my time. Let's face it, taking trips to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com has saved businesses thousands of hours and tons of money. With Stamps.com, you get the services of the post office and UPS all in one place, plus big discounts on mailing and shipping rates. I was so excited when I set up my Stamps.com account because now we can send out Mom Sterling Well merch super easily, and I feel like some kind of like super-powered assistant with all of my clicks and clacks. I thoroughly enjoy not having to wait in line for stamps. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Stamps.com is a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending out invoices or online sellers shipping out tons of orders, or even a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print off official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail is ready, just schedule pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off the post office rates and up to 62% off U.S. shipping rates. Not only that, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. No wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There is no risk with the promo code MSW, and you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in MSW. That's stamps.com, promo code MSW. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Does your cups, do they also multiply? I feel like it doesn't matter what I do, I have so many cups.
And I'm always missing spoons. Like, my spoons disappear and my cups multiply. Yes. I know.
It's the darndest thing.
It really is.
What I do for medicine is I got those dollar store little tubs, like they're like shoebox size, the plastic shoebox size ones. And then I put kids medicine in one and I wrote kids medicine on the front of it. And then I have adult medicine, adult medicine, and then voodoo is what Brandon calls like oils and all my natural stuff. So that's one. And that has really helped me because once that gets too full, like the kid medicine gets full because I've got something for allergies, something for nighttime cough and daytime cough. But when it gets too full, I'm like, something's probably expired in there.
Yeah.
And I can throw it out. But that's helped me manage my medicine.
That's really good. My medicine's a little high and so I can't get to it very well. So if I could at least pull it down in a tub.
Mine, too, is up high as well. I have shame about my medicine cabinet. I have had people come to my house, like specifically my father-in-law, and I don't know, somebody from my side, too, has looked at the medicine cabinet and been like, good grief, you guys are on a lot of medicine. But we aren't. It's like vitamins and calamine lotion. Do you guys have shame about your medicine cabinets?
Not about that. Although mine is a hot mess.
Do you have a lot? Some people have a tiny little, you know, like a mirror medicine cabinet, and that's that for them. We do have quite a big selection.
That's what we don't have very much, but we always need it, and I don't have it. So,
yeah.
I mean,
that's a it's expensive, yeah. You know? Like, my son decided he loves the bubblegum flavored Claritin. And I get it that he has some allergies, but I'm like, that stuff's $25. I don't think your allergies don't bother me that much. You're fine.
Scatter.
So here's my issue with my dog. I thought dogs just like to clean up food off the floor. I thought they were going to help my floor be cleaner.
Yes.
My dog eats with its mouth open and just drops. My dog is messy as a toddler. It's so ridiculous. And she won't go back and clean stuff up.
Really?
It's the darndest thing, yes.
Those designer dogs.
I guess so.
She doesn't clean up like little crumbs and stuff from your floor?
She takes big pieces of dog food and makes them into small pieces of dog food and then scatters them around in like a foot radius of her dog food bowl.
Oh, wow.
That's terrible.
She may be getting too much food. That might be the problem.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think you should hide her food and then she'll be like, oh no, someone's mad.
Yeah.
Like you do the remote.
I know. Something that's really worked with our dog and barking, this is not about cleaning, but it's cleaning up the noise pollution. This is probably controversial, but we don't tase the dog, but we have a taser. She does not like the sound. Maybe this is something everybody does. I don't know.
An actual human taser?
Yeah, I'm new to having tasers floating around my house. And again, my kids are old enough that they're not tasing each other or themselves. But we just have a taser that sits on top of the cabinet. And when she starts barking at the squirrels, which she does all the time, we just pop the taser and she's very upset about whatever's happened. And she like tucks her tail and puts her ears down and walks out of the room. And so she really does bark less.
Just the sight of
it? She's very verbal. No, it's the sound is very upsetting.
Sound of it. I thought tasers shot out things.
They go between.
That's Spider-Man.
It's like silly string of electricity. No. Spider-Man. I mean, I don't even know. I haven't tried this. I haven't looked too much. I like hold it really far away from me because I'm afraid I'm going to accidentally tase myself. Anyway, but it works really well.
That's good.
So I'm going to feed my dog less.
Taser more.
I do live in Texas. So we got our mom a Roomba.
I was just going to ask about a Roomba. I'm glad you brought that up.
I want a Roomba now that I saw it.
Every time I go on to try to maybe purchase a Roomba, I get very overwhelmed at all of the choices and the brands and the mop and vacuum and self-empty. It's just, I just can't ever make a decision. Because I don't want it to be the wrong one. It's got to be the right
one. Our brother did a lot of research.
Did he?
I feel like I want to get myself that for my birthday. Do you do this? I buy so many birthday presents and I just forget. I'm like, I'm getting that for my birthday. And never mind, I probably already bought myself a present.
You can do that.
Do you not want one, Katie? You don't seem interested in the Roomba conversation.
Oh, I feel like I have too many transitions in this particular house to where it would not work for me. So I'm not tempted. But I hate vacuuming. It hurts my back every time. I don't like
You've
that.
You've got a pretty hefty Dyson though, right?
It is and it's it's heavier. It's the kind that it's got an arm like wand and then it trails behind you, a little bucket.
Yeah.
But it's heavy to pull around.
I got the Dyson, the ball Dyson or whatever, the animal hair Dyson. It broke. And so I took it back to Costco. And which is the only reason I have a Costco membership is for my vacuum cycling. And I got the really light Dyson that my tiny little 8-year-old can to do. And it's so light. I would recommend it.
Yeah. Is it the stick, the cordless one? That's the one I have.
Cordless.
Yeah. It's really amazing what that stuff picks up.
It's amazing how much of a barrier plugging a cord in and like doing
for
the cord.
Sure.
Really, it's nice to have that gone. How long did it last? I never run out of battery.
Me either.
Really?
When I'm doing the house, yeah.
I'd really like to do something like that. He got me the handheld Dyson for my birthday and that, I bust that out like daily because I don't have to plug it in and it doesn't hurt my back, even though I am bending down to
like a dustbuster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You should get a cordless, a stick vacuum.
Yeah. I think we'll definitely look into that.
It's the one reason I don't want to get a Zumba. That's an exercise class that I also don't want to do. that I don't want to get a Roomba is I do enjoy vacuuming. Like that is the one cleaning thing that is fun for me and satisfying. Yeah, okay. But I just can't do it enough to my satisfaction.
Yeah.
And I would just love after I go to bed that the Roomba can just do what I missed. And I wake up the next day and the sun shining into my windows doesn't illuminate all of the crumbs and dust bunnies on my floor.
No kidding.
We cannot have dusty zones.
No.
I want the one that is going to empty itself. Is that the one you got your mom?
Does it empty itself? I don't know which one we got her.
I'll ask Robbie.
So something that has been tricky, we had to get our floors replaced because the toilet flooded. They did a great job matching the floor that we had with the new floor because we didn't get all the wood floor replaced because there's a spot where there's tile and it's not continuous. So they had to try to match the new floor with the old floor. The old floor had, it looked like it was hand like carved or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't, but it was like, it looked like it was a little like wobbly. Mm-hmm. It wasn't flat. And the new one looks exactly like it, except that it's flat.
Oh, wow.
And you can see it looks so much dirtier.
Really?
And so I'm like, I think with all like the light playing on the other one with the ridges somehow made you see that instead of the dirt. But now that it's like totally flat, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just vacuumed and this place looks so nasty right now. So yeah. I think Porter literally won't have a chore. I'm sure I'll come up with something.
Moms, I know you'd do anything to protect your family, but some of us still don't have a trust or a will in place. On a personal note, I just went through this with the passing of my mom, and I'll tell you what, having a trust and a will save your children tons of time and money. You want this for them. I was so excited to hear that Trust and Will would sponsor this episode because setting up a trust is now at the top of my to-do list. Seriously, it's so important. At trustandwill.com, setting up an estate plan is simple, convenient, and secure. For as little as $39, you can nominate guardians for your children, you can figure out who gets your stuff, and plan for the future medical care, all from the comfort of your home. Hiring a traditional estate attorney can cost thousands of dollars, but Trust and Will definitely doesn't. I use Trust and Will myself, and it's super simple, and I strongly suggest that you add this to your to-do list to secure the future of your family. Gain peace of mind at trustandwill.com/MSW, and then get 10% off plus free shipping of your customized legal documents. Don't wait, go right now. This is really important. Get 10% off plus free shipping at trustandwill.com/MSW. Trustandwill.com/MSW.
You keep a list on your phone. I keep a list on a whiteboard for them so they can always go and look. Because what we do, our family cleanup is normally a Saturday or Sunday morning after breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then it's everybody go do one chore from the list, which is like pick up dog poop or do the toilets or countertop. Mm-hmm. And the list is also helpful too, because if they're being rooty-tooty, uh-huh, fresh and fruity, it's a please pick something off the list pronto. A goodbye.
Yes. How do you guys do deep cleaning? Like baseboards or fan? Like when do you guys do that? That stuff stresses me out because it's not in our daily or weekly rhythm. But I just, it feels like it starts to eat at me that it needs to be done.
Emily, you had an app you were using for a while that would tell you like fans would be like on a rotation so that you don't forget it. That wouldn't work for me because I would feel like it would be too big of a to-do list. You know how you're just turned off of certain things,
someone's
turn you off?
Telling you to do your fans and you don't want to do your fans today.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt like such a failure because I kept not doing it. Okay. So no, I didn't keep with that. To me, the baseboards and the windows and stuff like that, that's, I don't want to say a punishment, but that's a consequence. That's a, I'm too entitled for myself right now. So then you're going to clean the baseboards.
Yeah.
This is what I do for my kids.
Yeah. Same.
And I'm going to be honest, I work full time and I have somebody who comes and cleans every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's really helpful to where she doesn't do like the deep, deep cleaning like you're talking about, mm-hmm, but she does a lot of the things that are really helpful for my sanity.
I think the key for me is always just what's bugging me the most. Like if the fans aren't bugging me, then I probably don't need to worry about them. But if I'm like constantly looking up at the fans and looking at the dust, then maybe that needs to go on our Saturday family list, you know?
Yeah. What's your guys' favorite cleaning product? Do you have like what's in your spray bottles that you love?
Mm-hmm. I love Mrs. Meyer's. I love all those smells.
I do love the smells.
Yeah.
Do you guys follow Go Clean Co. on Instagram?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, goodness. I will right now. What are we even talking about?
Oh, she's like, she became so popular during the pandemic. She just exploded. And she has a cleaning company in Canada and does a lot of like before and afters and tips. And so she has this like water, bleach, and Tide recipe that she cleans almost everything with, floors, counters. It's this certain ratio of water, bleach, and Tide. And it really does work so well. She's also really into Bar Keepers, which I've never used before, but works amazing on a lot of things.
I love that stuff. I like the powdered version.
Yeah, I have the powdered version, but how is it different than like Ajax, which we always had at home when I was little?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but it can do amazing things. Like I wouldn't put Ajax on a wall, but I will use, I have both versions. I have it's like a white
paste,
squeezy version. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I have the powdered version. So the squeezy version, I would put on a soft pad because of Go Clean Co. and then rub your walls with stains. It's amazing.
Use like a magic eraser?
I find that those leave behind, sometimes those can almost like, not bleach, but they can take away color where where Barkeeper's Friend does not.
Okay. I want to say before I forget, a great organizing resource is, she's been on the show, but her name's Tara. Yes. And she, House Piece, it's house.piece on Instagram. And she She redid some of my closets, and she has so many good tips. Oh, my gosh.
She really does. You know what she would tell you about your Tupperware?
What?
She would tell you you have too much. I learned this from her. She would say you need to have just the right amount of Tupperware that when you're out of it in your cupboard, that means you need to eat your leftover. Like you're using it. Like, do you know what I mean? So I've really I learned that tip from her, and I'm not great at it, but
she also told me something that I think about all the time, that you know when you're at Hobby Lobby or you're going to buy all the baskets and they have the nesting baskets and you're like, "Oh, so cute, they nest." Well, if you're going to like store something, it's better if you just buy the same size of everything. So don't buy the nesting packs just cuz they look cute. It ends up not being as good for storage or like the visually, like if you're going to see the baskets,
because really they're never going to nest again. They're only nesting in the store, and then you're going to fill them with things, and they're never going to nest. Yeah.
I had some baskets that were sitting in my dank, dingy, non-aesthetically pleasing basement as well, and they were nesting, and I was like, these guys have been nesting for so long, they need to go.
Yeah.
Clearly.
They nest again on the way to the Goodwill.
And you know what I think? I think maybe a mouse had nested in them, to be very honest. I was like, I don't feel good about what's inside of these nesting baskets.
I think that's meta. That's probably definition of meta.
That, I think, is an example of meta. Yes. Nesting inside a nesting basket. It just is like...
Okay. Right.
I think that's meta. That's the definition.
So meta. Can I tell you what my favorite cleaning product is? Because I really only asked so that I could tell you.
Sorry.
Yes, please do.
I love Thieves the Cleaner. It's concentrated, and you put a little bit in your bottle. Anyway, I love that cleaner because you can. It's gentle. I probably am not supposed to, but I like dilute it pretty good and clean my leather couches with it because I feel comfortable with that. But it's also so good for glass. It's the best glass cleaner. It's natural. It smells good, like, you know, like Thieves is cinnamony. I love it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah. That's good.
My husband and Jonah will not touch a microfiber towel.
The feeling of it on their skin.
They hate it.
Yeah.
They're a little cringy. I get it.
Yeah. They're so good.
Especially if you have rough hands. They are so good. All right. Let's kill us softly.
Let's do it.
Then bring us back to life.
Giving me life, killing me softly.
Gosh, I really can't think of a killing me softly right now.
Just do another giving me life then. So what?
Who cares? I do have two giving me lives. Okay, maybe this one will kill me softly in a funny way. So remember when we did Stash It or Trash It with sugar cookie M&Ms?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I loved them. Well, everyone has been so kind to me and has sent me so many packs of sugar cookie M&Ms. I don't think I'm going to run out for like a year. And it's just a lot. It's a lot of love.
So you give out your address willy-nilly on the internet too?
Not willy-nilly, but if somebody messages me and asks me if they can send me something and I've had an ongoing DM relationship with them, then I feel comfortable. Yeah. If this is their first time asking, probably not. But so case by case. But yeah, I have a lot of sugar.
So all they have to do is ask a couple of times.
Well, if they ask like 5 times in a row for my address, I still don't think I would get it. It's a little creepy.
That's so nice. That's the last time you're ever going to get anything from anybody, though.
Because everyone's going to feel like somebody else is going to send it to me. Is that what you mean?
And be like, oh, well, Rebecca has too much friends or whatever. No, I don't know.
That's so nice. You people are so nice.
That's really sweet.
It was. It was very,
you really,
very
are.
Sweet. And I'm very much enjoying how many bags we have and how long it's going to last. So
I'm so glad they're sending them to you.
Especially because they're seasonal.
Yes, because they're seasonal. Yeah.
What is killing me softly is, I didn't know this about myself, but I text strangely. I'm a weird texter.
Okay.
I text with my left index finger and my right thumb. I didn't know I was doing it at all. I've been doing it since the dawn of smartphones. And the other day, a coworker of mine who's not very, I don't know, she's just very blunt.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't even watch you do that. She was like so grossed out watching me text. Rebecca's trying it.
I would love to see that.
I was trying it. I can kind of get into that.
I feel like it's less carpal tunnel-y. Like you're not stretching.
Because I hold it with my right hand. I feel like I've got a good amount.
I could get into that. I'm gonna intentionally try to.
I just can't get my left thumb with the program.
Right.
Anyhow, so yeah. now I'm embarrassed to text.
Aww.
So, and I'm not gonna put a pop socket on the back. I'm not doing that. I'm anti the pop socket.
Okay.
So I have to like hold it a certain way.
Right.
But it grosses people out. And so that's killing me softly because I'm like, I don't want to be a pariah. I don't want to be like an outcast. I have to sit outside the city gates.
Just to text. Well, it sounds like you only gross one person out. I'm impressed. Can that replace?
Let's reframe that.
Yeah. Perspective shift. Yes. I'm impressed and I want to try it. Yeah, I'm going to try it.
Please.
I'm against pop sockets too. I think they're very awkward. I don't like that resting on my finger. Blah, stop touching my finger. My son, I had to use his iPod for a while because I didn't have my phone. And yeah, the pop socket was like very, it gave me a lot of anxiety.
I feel like it gets caught on, it's going to get caught on stuff. I don't like that.
What is killing me softly is dark spots. I have never used sunscreen. I am the worst. So this year is the first year that I really started hitting it hard with the sunscreen. I definitely put it on my children. So I've got a dark spot that's showing up on my eyebrow and one that shows up over here on my cheek. And this summer they were like so dark. So anyway, I love Peter Thomas Roth products. I use them all the time. So I started using their like a vitamin C targeted bright spot cream that you can put on. And I really think it helps.
Mm.
I love that.
I want to use that on the back of my hands. I feel like I have old lady hand spots.
That it really is a thing on the back of your hands. I just saw a picture of Goldie Hawn and she was like this and her face was flawless and her hand was very frightening. Like no judgment, but it was stark. And I was like, who put this on the internet? Dang. So it's expensive, but I do want to say that it works. And if you're working, it's targeted, right? You're only using a little bit right on the spot. And I'm using it all the time, which is what you're supposed to do with the dark spots. But I think that in the summer, they're probably going to pop again. Because once you start getting sun, they pop. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to be so much better with sunscreen now. Because I don't want that on my face anymore.
Where do you get that product?
Taking it into 2021.
Get it at Ulta.
Ulta, okay.
You are a good mom that you put sunscreen on your kids. And not yourself. I put it on myself and not my kids. But my kids are Hispanic. And so I'm like, I mean, they just tan so beautifully. They have more melanin.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
One time when Emily and I went to Florida a couple of years ago, we put sunscreen on our kids. But my kid had to sit out. He had to miss some beach time because he was like losing it. So he was sitting out during sunscreen time. And I didn't put sunscreen on him for the entire day of a beach vacation. It was the saddest thing the next day.
Oh, poor buddy.
On the way home, he was so sunburned that his skin was swollen. I was sick. And every time you look at him, it's like so pathetic, incredibly red and swollen. It's like, wow. That punishment really went somewhere I did not intend for it to go.
That punishment yielded third-degree burns, so please remember never to talk back to mom. No,
that was awful. Oh, I feel sick thinking about it.
That was the same trip. Eric, my husband, got so red. He looked like a literal lobster. He is so white, he's clear. He's a gecko of a person.
We got a lot of sun on that trip.
So funny. And my kids just became a beautiful bronze.
Yes.
I probably was only putting sunscreen on to be impressive because I don't even think we have
sunscreen. Probably put it on them. Like, come over here, you guys.
Come here. Come here.
Let someone mother you.
Yeah, Katie will take care of you. Not my own son, but.
Oh, brother, that's funny. Okay, giving us life.
We bought a carpet cleaner this year. This is actually great timing for the cleaning episode. Look at this. Yes. Like I planned it. You know what I mean? Like those wet ones, like the wet dry carpet cleaner vacuums that you can buy.
Yeah.
We bought one and one day we used it three times
And Neil said, wow, this is the best purchase you have ever made in our lifetime. And we just, first of all, I think I would really enjoy being a carpet cleaner as a profession. I have that on the back burner for something. If Better Life Bags goes down, then I will carpet clean. It's so satisfying. Maybe I've even talked about carpet cleaning on here before when we first got it, but it is giving me life. The dog pukes and I can just carpet clean it right. Well, I mean, we clean it up first, but if there's any remnants, it just makes me feel like my carpets are clean and I love it. So satisfying.
What is your brand? Do you know? While you're looking that up, I love after you clean a carpet in a room, it smells more fresh for such a long time.
Yes.
So we have one too, and I don't bust it out that often because it's in the basement and that's 3 levels away from where I'm at. So it is heavy to bring, but it is so worth it.
Yeah, I used to keep it in the basement and then we were using it or wanting to use it too much that it's now just right outside our back, like in our back hall where our shoes are. It's the Hoover Smart Wash. And the reason I got it is because, so you push it forward and it washes and then you pull it back and it dries. Yeah. But you can also push a button that says dry only, and then you can go forward and back, and it just dries. Like, it just sucks up water. So it's really fun. I love it.
I love doing that, too. Yeah. Put on some music, and nobody can come in the room. Right. Not now. Not later.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Leave.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Ana Luisa. They are a jewelry company with a sustainable mission. They source raw material and they offset 100% of their carbon emission. Plus, their pieces are super stylish and dainty, so it made sense to mention them here on the pod. The sale they're having right now is 15% off all products starting January 14th. I purchased this sweet, dainty, round little diamond pendant necklace, and I know I can pass that down to my daughter because of its exceptional quality. Something else that I like about Ana Luisa is that they care about fair prices. Jewelry starting at $39, no luxury markup. Ana Luisa has a 365-day warranty as well to replace or refund any pieces that don't meet your expectations. Treat yourself. The sale is 50% off starting January 14th on all products. That's ANALUISA.com/MSWVD. Valentine's Day, get it? I love the pieces, and they're having exclusive sales right now. So go treat yourself and your loved ones with a unique gift from Ana Luisa. That's ANALUISA.com/MSWVD. What's giving me life is there's some pants from Target called Who What Wear Brand, WEAR.
Okay.
Adorable.
Got it.
And I don't know, you know, Emily's been very honest about her bottom and her underwear situation.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be honest about my bottom.
Okay.
Okay?
It's good. Next week, Rebecca.
I'll be honest about mine.
Good. Good.
I wish that I could wear leggings, during the day at the house, but I get butt sweat in leggings that's not sustainable. Throughout the day, all day. I'll wear them to work out. I'll wear them maybe to go out, like if on a hike or something, but I can't wear them all the time at the house. Okay. But these are like a black, like a dress pant.
Okay.
Right? But they're very stretchy on the top. There's no zipper, nothing like that. So they fit like a legging, but they're crop and they look nice. You can wear them all day long. They're really comfortable, more comfortable than a legging, but they look sharp. Like, I wore them the other day when I was at mom's house taking care of her. She's like, you look sharp. Thanks, Mom. These are my Who What Wear pants from Target. But anyway.
With no butt sweat.
Sharp.
Yes.
I love it. Okay, can I tell you, I just saw something that's for it's like butt deodorant. Oh, I thought I would tell you about it because of your butt sweat. I don't have the same problems, but.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I never had, but I saw this, and when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh. Sometimes if you can use humor in your commercials, everybody loves you.
Yes.
They have a thing of, like, two little germs, and they're getting together. They're, like, the the things that are making the bad smells. And then all of a sudden you put this Loom deodorant on and they've got a top hats and like a monocle and they're like, howdy, governor. Oh, like all of a sudden they're so polite. It made me laugh. Sorry. So anyway, Loom deodorant is for your butt.
Okay. I have questions about this. Is it like a deodorant stick or is it like a loose powder?
There's a stick and a tube. There's bundles. I don't know what to say. There's also flushable deodorant wipes. I'm not sure. But apparently it's great.
I'm not the only one.
It doesn't have aluminum, which can cause cancer and all that stuff. So.
Oh, good.
Anyway.
Have you bought a thong yet?
Okay, so the thing that's giving me life is when I was with Katie in Arizona and we were with our mom, because she is an Enneagram 2 and she knows what I need, she bought me some thongs, her favorite thongs from Target.
The Who, What, Where brand? I'm just teasing.
5 for $20.
Oh, that's so
nice. I love them. They really are. They are revolutionizing my butt situation.
I'm so glad.
I forgot to share a story that needs to be shared about Katie when she was little.
Here we go.
Is that she has always been the quintessential thong wearer. Do you remember, Katie, when you were little, you would give yourself a wedgie
to have
because it was going to end up there anyway.
No, but I appreciate you sharing this here.
I literally have a picture in my mind of you because she'd wear a dress and a hat like Blossom just to walk around the house. But she'd also give herself a wedgie so that there's no surprise. And I love that about her and I love that memory. And I thought I would be remiss if I did not include sure everyone.
It's important.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I do feel like I remember it, but I only remember your memory of it. Like I must have just thought it was normal. I also do the same thing with my socks. Just kidding. I wedgie my socks.
Between your toes?
Stupid.
No, this is how she used to do her socks. Literally. To get me out of here. Because she didn't like the bunch around the toes.
Yeah.
She'd put the socks on, pull the toes taut, and fold them on the top.
And then put your shoe on?
And then put her shoe on because then there's not bunches around the toes.
It's bunches on the top of your foot then.
But it's real flat. It's real flat on top.
You still do it?
Fabrics. No. Now I'm in control of the sock purchasing in the household. I buy socks that fit me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I buy thongs and taut socks and I'm fine. When I had an epidural for my children, I could feel the lines on my socks. And I'm like, someone needs to fix my socks right up.
Interesting.
Wow. I don't like the feeling of seams. Many things. Yeah.
So you literally have sensory issues. But back in the day, we did not help anybody out for that.
Nobody was helping me. And so I would spend 20 minutes putting my socks on, getting them just right.
Aww. Wedging it up.
Are we done?
Yes.
Okay. She's never been more ready.
Guys, that was a good time for some of us. I want to quickly read an iTunes review. Remind the ladies that we are still giving out decals for those of you who email hello@momstrugglingwell.com. Let us know that you left a review. Today's review is from CV Nurse. Emily, what is CV?
Like cardiovascular.
Hmm. Well, hey, unfortunately, I have printed this out in the smallest of fonts. This podcast has been a favorite of mine for a while now, but has become especially important during the pandemic. I laugh along with almost every show.
Well, which one?
Which one?
I mean,
did you not
tell us what the real losers were? Take those off.
And a perspective shift took some time to learn, but it's an important tool I use frequently now. It's great for laughs with useful nuggets tucked in. And I really just want to commend her on the use of the word nugget.
It's good.
It's an underused word. We should use it more.
If you want to continue the conversation with us, we can all be found on Instagram. I'm at Kate Ordway.
I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
And I am at Mom Struggling Well. So what will your strategy to struggle well be this week based on what these lovely ladies have said. Maybe you get a Roomba. Maybe you try my cleaning plan, ABC, always be cleaning. It's exhausting, but I have a clean house. Maybe you divide your house into zones, like Rebecca.
Love it.
Love it. Sounds so efficient. Maybe you put a chore list on the whiteboard so that you can, you know, send those little jokers on their way when they're giving you trouble. Maybe you hide the remote like me. Maybe you get a taser for your dog. Maybe you try some different fingers for texting like me.
Switch it up.
Switch it on up. Maybe get some thongs. Maybe give yourself a wedgie.
Just try it.
There's you so many takeaways from this. Or maybe like Owen said, Katie's son, just get a paper towel and get a spray bottle. I mean, everybody knows how to clean.
Everybody knows how to do it.
Share this episode full of so many good tips and tricks and nuggets.
All right. So mash that subscribe button so you don't miss. It's my favorite thing to say. So you don't miss the next main show, which is coming in 2 weeks, where we are going to be talking about religion and our walks with God and the high points and the low points and the struggles and the wins and the confusion and all of it. We're just going to see where it goes. So
I'm going to bring it hard with the confusion. I can't wait. All right, guys.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Cool. So
we're all in this together. Your richest mom struggling.